real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, a lot of people have been asking me what station we're on, how come we're off the air, and I need your help to let people know, spread the word around that we have moved to this station. Yeah, a lot of people want to listen, so help them out. Let them know. If they cannot pick it up, they can pick it up on the internet. We're live on the internet. Okay? So, the first thing on the subject today is the rail. Folks, think. Please, think. Didn't the rail go out to bid? Okay? Didn't they go out to bid? Now they're over the budget they need to go over? Come on. What is the bid for? They take the best bid and they give it to that person. Okay? Why have bidding if you're going to let them go over budget and pay them anyway? Think. If you're going to build a house and a contractor says $150,000, he gets one-fourth done. Then he tells you, oh, I'm sorry, I need another $100,000. Come on. Don't tell me you're going to pay him another $100,000. It's common sense. You're going to scream and yell, and you're going to call Consumer Protection, everybody else, and complain. But what's up with this rail? They have an open end. There's no budget. All this BSing about, oh, if we stop the rail, we owe the federal government X amount of dollars. What is the rail really going to cost by the time it reaches Ala Moana Shopping Center? If it's over budget in open field, open land, okay, what's going to happen when they come into town? You think it's over budget now? Just wait till they get to town. They didn't tell you about Dillingham. Dillingham will have one lane ever, one lane Waikiki. That's it. It's going to go right in the middle of Dillingham. You think you have traffic now? Just wait. Kamehameha Highway? Just wait. Wait until they start putting everything up. And those who voted for the rail, now changing their mind. They never look down the road. Okay? So, think about it. I don't like this thing about going over budget. You know, that is really wrong. Okay. We want to go over budget and let them go over budget. Then, hey, don't say if people got a bid on it. Just pick anybody. It's going to be the same thing. The other thing that I'm really upset about is how many of you know where Victoria Ward Estate was. How many of you know? There's a beautiful, beautiful mansion on Ward Avenue between King and Kapi'olani, where the NBC is now. It was a beautiful, beautiful mansion. It got sold to the city, and the city built in BC. What happened to these historic sites? If you didn't see it, then you wouldn't know. But go look it up on the computer. Victoria Ward Estate. It was a beautiful property. And no more. And what I'm getting at is, if this is the case, then they may as well break everything down. Because one governor wanted to break down McKinley High School. McKinley High School, folks. Believe it or not. But anyway, what are you going to do? I tell you about safety check, nobody's listening. I tell you to call your representatives, complain about safety check, get rid of it, nobody's listening. $1.2 million is spent on administrative costs for safety check. Not one penny goes to them. The money you spend for safety check goes to the mechanic or the shop that's doing it. Who in his right mind would do business like that? Pay out $1.2 million a year and get nothing back. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080.
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George.
You're early.
You know, I changed the subject about the gasoline and the methanol. I got something to tell your caller, Kimo. How can he make this assumption that the Shell gas and the ethanol does no that makes no difference in a car? How is it that I go from 14 miles per gallon to 24 miles per gallon? With Shell V power and ethanol. How could that be? How can he be telling us that, oh no, no, no make any difference. He put ethanol, he put the Shell V power. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Some people just don't have information or knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they say, talk is cheap.
Right.
Okay? And they need to prove themselves.
Right.
I asked him, come on down, I'll prove it to you.
Mm-hmm.
He never showed up.
Okay.
So what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiians okay. Call that Waha.
Yeah, Waha.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the people, all the rest of the people that use it, they all know. This guy don't even use it. He doesn't know anything. But he's just going by what he see on the computer or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can anybody be that ignorant to listen to something on the computer and believe it?
Exactly. Exactly. The information that he's getting, he said, oh, no, I saw it on Google. I saw it here. No, that's not... how should I say, your ideal resource or good information?
That's
I mean,
right.
You and I have proven it. You and I have actually have proved we do it every time we fill gas.
So?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
anyway. Yeah, anyway. Just to put that out, I mean, for now. It's just been on my mind all weekend. I have to do something.
Thanks, Dean.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Okay, now, if you buy a new car, it's highly, highly recommended to put on the electronic rust proofing device. The electronic rust proofing device that we sell and Harvey my other cells
okay.
is so good. It protects the exhaust system too. Okay? Well, once you have the car for a year or two, then it's too late to add on the electronic rust proofer. Because wherever rust has started, The rust proofer will not protect it. It cannot stop it. Okay? So you do it when it's new. Okay? Well, we'll see. Okay. This lady got robbed at Kapilani Park, was it, Wanda?
Yes.
Okay. You ladies, listen up. Well, it's up to you. You can spread the word, keep it to yourself, don't do it, whatever. It's your own safety, okay? I recommend you get a can of Brake Clean. CRC Brake Clean. Okay? The non-chlorinated, the green can. Get that and use that for self-defense. Keep it in the car. So if these clowns jump in your car and want to rob you and all this, you just give him a squirt in his face with a Brake Clean and he's done. It won't kill him. It won't kill him. Okay? But it'll disable him. In the meantime, you call 911 for police and tell them you're being attacked. Okay? If you have questions, you give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have?
We have to go to a short break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N, .net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, you're doing great, and, you know, listening to your opening comments about the rail, and it reminded me that when they had the earthquake in San Francisco, the contractor, they came in, they took the bid, and they gave him, I think it was like $1 million bonus for every day he finished before the estimated date,
mm-hmm.
with no cost overrun. And, I mean, they did a beautiful job in like half the time, and they still said it saved them like billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just need a different approach.
I don't think our politicians have that.
No, but because they have no incentive.
That's right.
The incentive for them is stretch it out as long as you can and keep raising the price.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like you said, it's right. You go out and you get a bid for your car, for your house, the guy to mow your lawn. You don't let him come in, oh, I'll mow your lawn for $100. I start mowing the lawn and I go, oh, you know what? I didn't realize there was going to be some dog droppings here. I'm going to have to add another $50 to move that. And it's going to take me 2 days to mow your grass. That's, you know, you just can't work like that. Mm-hmm. It just baffles me. And it just continues, like, over and over and over.
That's what's sickening, and that's why a lot of people going homeless.
Right.
They're so fed up with the government.
Problem. And what do they do? Another study.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the guys that did the study in the previous administration, we let those guys go. We'll hire all new people. We'll do another study. It's just frustrating. So when
you know that they put up the fence along Kapalama Canal?
Yeah, I saw that. So what is that? That's ridiculous.
Okay. They put up the fence on the Waikiki side. There was no homeless people there. Cars parked there. And when I talked to the homeless, hey, why don't you guys move across the canal? They said, oh, no. Cars parked there, so we don't go there.
Right.
Okay. The homeless people had a bigger brain than the politicians. Now, they put a fence there. And Bob, the people that work at the businesses in the area cannot park there. There's no parking. The students that go to HCC have no parking.
Amazing.
So smart.
Yeah, and you know they're selling new cars every day. So it isn't like, you know, there's less cars.
It's unbelievable.
Parking.
Bob is so unbelievable.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
They do things without thinking. That's why I say they have a pea brain.
Well, you know, of course they would have to vote for it themselves, but we need some kind of incentive where they don't get paid so the stuff gets straightened out.
It's so frustrating. You know, a lot of people I talk to, they want to move from here because it's going to the doghouse.
Well, it's still beautiful.
Yep. Well, they're just screwing it up. You know, and I called that council member, Manahan, or whatever his name was. You know, he don't even have the decency to call me back.
Oh, yeah, well, you know.
What kind of worker is that?
Well, T. George, you have to call and say, I would like to contribute to your campaign.
Oh, yeah, then he'll call back.
Is it possible I could speak with you? And, well, how much are you contributing? How much would you like? $100,000? $50,000? You'll be having lunch. Now, before everybody jumps up and down, I'm not saying the guy's corrupt. I'm just saying. That's all I'm going
to... Yep, you're right.
Okay, well, anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who do we have? Okay. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Now, anyway, a lot of people have been mixing fuel, okay? The racing gas with the unleaded gas. Number one, they don't know the octane of the gas they're mixing it with. We do the tests every week. And we tried mixing racing fuel with pump gas. So listen up, folks. The racing fuel, if it's 100 octane, if it is 100 octane, mixed with the so-called 92 octane, which is not 92, okay? But let's say if it was. The weaker one weakens the stronger one. The stronger one does not make the weak one stronger. It's a known fact for years and years. The last 20, 25 years, you could not mix the weak with the strong and get the better. You don't. You just weakened the strong one. Okay? So it's a waste of money. Don't do it. You're throwing money away. Mixing the ethanol with the gas is the best way. Mixing 30% with the Shell Premium will bring the octane up. A lot. Okay? That's the best way. But you ladies, yes, highly recommended, keep a can of brake clean. This one lady said, oh, I wish they made the can smaller. So I told her, you know what, lady? If two guys or three guys came to attack you, you'd be so scared, you'll use up the whole can on the first guy. You're not going to have enough for the other two guys. The big can will be barely enough for you to use on the three people. See, people talk without thinking when they're panicking. There's a big difference when you're being attacked or you're just talking relaxed. That's why I recommend that can, because it has enough. If you're nervous and you miss, you'll get them. Okay? It is not a weapon. It's not a mace. But it's better than a mace, better than pepper spray to disable your attacker. But don't stand there and keep spraying him. Call 911. Okay? But don't forget to mention that you're being attacked. Then they'll come right away. If not, forget it, folks. We have an hour to 45 minutes. But the other thing I wanted to mention. The other day, across the street from our business, there was a guy, a homeless guy with a baseball bat threatening people. The police came. The police talked to him and let him go. Never arrested him. But if that was a normal person that's working or whatever, and threatened people, he would be arrested for terroristic threatening. What is this? Oh boy. I tell you, something's messed up here. So anyway. Oh. Is it break time?
Almost.
Yep, okay.
Want to go to a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409.
She's real fine. Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. 4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalamuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, but I had a friend instead. I felt proud of myself, but when you said I should, I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. Party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight. I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming on, something I expected to be. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying around. If he chose to drink and drive, then I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it won't fly. And the pain is cutting me like a 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to the grave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'd still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final minute, and I'm still unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom, so I love you again.
Bye. I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call. If you have a question, announcement, or whatever.
Okay,
tomorrow they're going to have cars and coffee down at Kapolei, and we'll be there if it don't rain. If it don't rain, we'll be there. But if it rains, I don't think so. Okay? Okay. Highly recommended to disinfect your AC system. Okay? Now that it's raining, it builds mold and mildew in the AC system. So, the way you disinfect it, you go down to Crestec Cleaning Center and you pick up their disinfectant spray that they have. It is the best in the market. It is best. It's better than Lysol and all that other stuff that you see. Crestec Cleaning Center is located on Kapilani Boulevard, right close to McKinley Car Wash. Go pick up the two bottles or three bottles of the disinfectant spray. Now, listen up. This is how you do it. Make sure you have an extra key, because you don't want to be locked out of your car and the car is running. Okay? You start your car up, put the AC on, okay? Put it on high, okay? And open the hood. If you don't know how to open the hood, you better learn. Open the hood. In the front of the windshield, there is a little grill And that's where, that's the place where the AC brings in the air. Okay? I'm talking about majority of the new cars. Okay? You spray that vent outside by the windshield. You spray it until the can is almost empty. You got the windows all closed and it's running on high. Okay? Now, if you have a 57 Chevy Bel Air, the vent is in, it's on the top of the headlight. Okay? You gotta look at the headlight. The headlight, on the top of the headlight, there's a grill. That's the vent for the AC. Okay? It's not in front of the windshield. Only on the 57 Chevy. Okay. Now, after you've run it for about 15, 20 minutes, open the door, turn off the engine. Open all the windows to air it out. Because that disinfectant spray will go out throughout the entire car and disinfect it, and you'll be healthier. Okay? So, anyway, if you got a question, give me a call. 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have online?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. Hey, what is that stuff that you spray on the grill for the AC?
It's a disinfectant spray.
Oh, disinfectant.
Yeah, it's the Champion brand sold by Crestec Cleaning Center.
Okay.
It's okay. Awesome, that stuff.
Okay, good, good. I did my, I erased the pin number with that acetone, just a tiny brush, so it came right off so easy.
Good.
It's like invisible ink.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to, I just came back from Vegas, and I went to see the Elvis exhibition at Westgate Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a couple cars there, one pink Continental, he's got a motorcycle, and one black Dutchman. You heard the story about that car?
No.
Okay. That was actually ordered for Frank Sinatra.
Really?
Elvis talked to the salesman. So I don't know what he did. He must have gave him more money, but the guy sold him to Elvis. But I never seen a car like that. I don't know. It might have come from Europe, I think, but it must be priceless, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It looks like a muscle car to me. It looks kind of funky. Nice.
Big bucks.
I can't see Frank Sinatra driving that thing. Apparently, one of Elvis' drivers totaled the car, so it was the condition, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all. Anyway, I can't believe Kapalama Canal. You know, there's a Hawaiian lady that made a lawsuit against the rail. Do you know anything more about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess more people should do that because they're asking for more money now.
Yeah. It's just, like you said, wait till they come to town. You guys are kidding me.
Oh, yes. Right down Dillingham.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And the businesses on Kamehameha Highway are shutting down one by one.
Right.
It's so stupid.
Boy. Okay, well, I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay, thank you.
Take it easy, man. Okay, bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. You know when you put ethanol, why do you have to top it off with gas? Because, answer that question.
Well, 2 gallons is made for 1 tank full of gas. You don't have to top it off, but, you know, it's when you're going to fill gas, you put in the ethanol first, and then you top it off. A lot of people come in after they filled up their gas tank thinking to put 2 gallons of ethanol in. If it's full, you cannot fill gas, fill anything. So that's why we recommend put it in first, and then fill gas.
Because I usually let my gasoline go down to quarter tank before I fill up.
Yeah.
So quarter tank is not enough to put ethanol.
You can. You can. You got quarter tank, you put 2 gallons in and drive up to the Shell station and fill it up.
Hmm.
You'll be okay.
Okay. And I don't get the papers, but why is the city council, who all took monies from the rail people, why are they revoting? Is it Ernie Martin, the chair, asking them for a revote? It should be taken to the people.
That's right.
Now people are smarter, I think. we who are against the rail, we knew all of this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses were going out of business.
Yep.
And then they're going to tax the taxpayers again to make up for the business losses.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, once you have a contract, that's it.
Yeah, you got to stay by the contract.
Not supposed to go above and beyond that.
That's right.
And they shouldn't be, if they finish the job ahead of time, they shouldn't be getting an incentive. They should do it ahead of time. Why do they have to just keep on the deadline?
They go over and over and over.
Yeah.
Just like H3.
So how are these people are stupid?
You got it. I didn't want to say that.
No, we should all be calling our representatives.
They don't.
Actually, city council.
Yeah, they don't.
But
people don't call them.
And it doesn't take many people to call.
I know.
And but it's our own fault.
That's right.
So people listening to who I wasn't here at the beginning at 1 o'clock. What were you and Dean who called in that you and Dean were talking about?
This guy Kimo always calls in towards the end of the show and gives all this thing about fuel doesn't do anything, that on any kind of fuel in a car it doesn't hurt anything, and you know, stuff like that. And
he hasn't tried ethanol yet.
He never tried anything. He don't know anything.
He's saying that he saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, but a lot of the misinformation.
Yes, yes.
You have to listen to people who have tried it.
That's right. That is
and
right.
And if they tried it and it didn't work, then that's okay.
Yep.
But if it doesn't work, I'll be surprised.
Me too.
Because it has worked for me.
It worked for everybody.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? You know, people are saying that the ethanol damages the fuel pumps and stuff. You know, folks, I can prove it to you that it doesn't. It does the opposite. It makes the fuel pump last longer. That is a known fact. Three or four universities on the mainland did the tests, just like we did. And they found that it doesn't. It doesn't hurt anything. How can something that you can drink hurt anything? If you can drink it, it won't hurt anything. Because if it does, you won't be able to drink it. Trust me. If it eats up rubber, plastic, and everything else, you think your stomach is iron? I don't think so. So anyway. Seat belts. You know that accident that happened out in Kapolei where the guy died?
The one he hit a tree or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Did they say that he wasn't wearing a seatbelt?
They said he was wearing a seatbelt.
Yes, okay. If you look at the seatbelt studies, it's half and half. The seatbelt is not a sure thing to save your life. In that case where that guy hit the tree, if he did not have a seatbelt on, I think he has a better chance of living because he would have been pushed out of the way of the tree. But because he was locked into a seat, the tree crushed him. My lawyer, long ago, never wore a seatbelt because he listened. I told him seatbelts is no good. A car ran the red light and was coming toward his driver door. He jumped over to the passenger seat and he lived. The car was totally demolished, but his driver's seat was smashed. So if he was on the seatbelt, he's not here. He'd be smashed. So, seatbelts is up to the individual and should not be a law. Safety check? They don't safety check your car right. So why have it? The money you spend for safety check does not go to the state. It's for the mechanics that are doing it. Go check. Go look at the list that they're supposed to check when doing safety check. They don't follow that. So, if there is an accident, somebody's hurt, there's going to be a big lawsuit if it passed safety check against the state. 40 states don't have safety check. Why does Hawaii have one? It used to be paid by federal. It's not paid by federal no more. So that's when 40 states dropped it. Oregon puts it on the car owner. If a policeman sees the car with bald tires, he pulls them over and tags them. And that's a $400 fine. So people know this. They make sure they have the car checked for safety every time they have it serviced. I think that's a better deal. Call your representatives and let them know. Okay, who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Again, because people don't believe, but when I tell them, I know somebody who lives in California. She wasn't wearing her seatbelt, and she swears she would be dead if she was in an accident. She would be dead if she had been wearing her seatbelt.
I believe that.
I believe that, too.
Yep. I heard so many stories about that. So many. But the government tries to BS everybody about safety. The seatbelt is safety. But if you go check the stats, it's 50-50.
It's different.
Yep.
So it should be everybody's individual responsibility. If somebody dies who's sitting in your truck, that's their kuleana.
That's right.
Why do they have to shove it on us?
That's right.
There are certain things that just because somebody died, everybody else has to suffer. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. 808-524-1080. Oh, I know what we forgot today. We forgot a trivia. Oh, that's okay. We'll do it for next week. Anyway, please, folks, get involved. Too much is going on with the city and state. It's because you, the people, do not get involved. You gotta get involved. Because I talk with these politicians, and they always say, well, nobody said anything, so we did it. See? That's true. Nobody said anything, they do it. The other day, my son Todd was working on a Cadillac Escalade. The exhaust pipe was rotten through. A new one. And I asked the car owner, why didn't you put the electronic rust proof on? Then they wouldn't have rusted. Well, whatever. Harvey Maeda on Kauai has the electronic Ross Roofer. Harvey's number is 651-2813, 651-2813. And we at Nita's Auto Repair have that fantastic electronic Ross Roofer. It works really great. Really, really great. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. The homeless problem in Kapalama and Kakaako is really getting out of hand. A lot of people are getting robbed, threatened, and everything else.
So they chased the people away from the Kapalama Canal, and where did they go?
On the doorsteps of the businesses. Isn't that great?
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, they got to have a solution for these people. You cannot just take their things, throw them in the dumpster. You got to have a solution. Not mistreat them. They're human beings. And they have a reason why they're homeless. They're fed up with the political system. And the politicians love it. They love people being like that. Only thing they're not looking at is that's one less taxpayer that's going to pay taxes. So who's going to pay the tax? We are. That's not right. Okay, safety check and reconstruction. Those two need to be out. Get rid of that. Cut the budget. Okay? Seat belts, that has to be out. Cut the budget. It's not working. So get rid of it. But don't mix gasoline. I know till this day people are still mixing gasoline thinking that it works better. Well, you don't. Okay. On the automatic transmissions, a lot of people are hurting the transmission with low octane gas. The transmissions are shifted by the computer. If the computer senses the engine is knocking because of poor quality gas, it will slip the transmission, and that's how you wipe out your transmissions. Okay? No, I'm not supposed to tell you this because the transmission shops awful busy and they love the business. They love it. A lot of people, they don't think that the gasoline is causing all the damage. It is. It is. Okay? Now, if your transmission is shut, you don't have the money or the finances to fix it, and you need to band-aid it to get you down the road so you can probably turn it in or sell it, drain the trans oil, okay? Drain out the trans oil from the pan. 4 or 5 quarts will come out, maybe 6. Put the pan back, a new gasket, or in some cars like Toyotas and stuff have a drain, so you drain it. Put the plug back and fill it with 30 weight motor oil. Okay? 30 weight motor oil. Not transmission oil now. 30 weight motor oil. Will take up the loose clutches, the space, keep the pressure up, and make the car move. It'll run normal for a while. Okay? Just so long you can turn it in and let the dealer find out that he's got a shot transmission. Okay? If you have a question, give me a call, 808-524-1080. Okay. That's one of the tips to kind of band-aid your transmission so you can get it on down the road.
So would that last a while, like you can do that almost forever?
Mm-hmm. Band-aid means just temporary. Okay? Band-aid. It's not major surgery. Okay? It's just to get it down the road so you can either sell it or turn it in. Because if you try to turn it in with a transmission that don't shift and don't move, they're not going to give you nothing for the car. So changing the oil to a 30 or 40 weight motor oil, it will make the car move. Okay? Anyway, women, it's easier for you to do that because the salespeople or the people buying the car, they don't expect you to know anything about fixing the car, why it's moving or not moving. So, but you guys, they're going to be watching you. So if you got to sell a car, let your girlfriend or your wife sell it. It's easier that way. Okay? Like when they go in for servicing, the mechanics just try to take them on a ride, but you know, for servicing and stuff, you take it in. And that way, if you can trust the mechanic, then your wife can take it in. But if not, well, that's the way life is going right now. It's very hard to trust anybody. It's all about the money. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. It looks like a storm is coming in. Yeah?
Looks like it. Any tips on what they should do for car-wise?
Huh?
Any tips on what they should do about their car?
Stay home.
Stay home.
Yeah. Steve Onoy is complaining because his yard, the weeds are growing 2 feet tall.
Well, he needs to mow his lawn.
Well, his weed whacker broke and cut the big weeds. Anyway, and Dean also was complaining about that too because the frogs were coming out, or the toads. Anyway. Okay, give us a call.
808.
It's time to go, I think, huh?
Almost.
Yeah, so too late to call. But anyway, go look up Victoria Water State, folks. Beautiful, beautiful mansion. And it's such a shame that they broke it down. They broke it down. It was a beautiful, beautiful mansion with a pond around, and the pond had salt water. How he got in there, I don't know. But it was beautiful with coconut trees and, oh, I love those old buildings. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so please tell the politicians, don't break any more historical sites. Okay, that's the signal, we gotta get out of here. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, take care of each other, like in the old days, okay? Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.